John Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
By the way, I want to give a shout-out. Robert, thanks for listening. Listening in South Korea this morning live. He says normally he listens to the show on the podcast, but said, tomorrow is my last final of the semester, so I'm celebrating by listening live to your show. Thanks for joining us live, Robert, all the way in South Korea. I have no idea what time it is over there, but thanks for listening anyway. It is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Let's go to our Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Cam Rogers of the Believe Network joining us to talk some golf. How are you, my friend?
Hey, great to be with you.
All right, so Wyndham Clark. I know he won at Wells Fargo. Did major champion Wyndham Clark have a ring to it before this U.S. Open? Was this a guy that was on the radar of people?
No, not really. Certainly not mine. I mean, we're talking about a guy who had a horrible major championship resume going into this week. I'm talking about missed cuts all over the place, T75, T74, zero top 25 finishes in any major championship, let alone the U.S. Open. I think he was like around 110 to 1 going into the tournament as far as odds are concerned. So he was really not on Vegas's radar, not on my radar. I didn't see a lot of buzz about him throughout the week from other content creators and pundits. And here we are. I mean, listen, you look at the results this year for Wyndham. Like you mentioned, he won the Wells Fargo. He was also third at the Zurich. He was fifth at the Valspar. He was T12 at the Memorial. So, you know, the resume as far as 2023 is concerned, pretty darn good. Just the major resume wasn't good, so I thought maybe it would take some time for him to sort of acclimate himself, but here he is as a winner.
All right, so let's talk about the U.S. Open in general. On Thursday, man, everybody's firing darts at a course that was gettable. There was some moisture, so the course, you know, was you could fire at it a little bit more. There were the 262s, a couple hole-in-ones, but then the course toughened up. How did you see L.A. Country Club toughen up over the final 3 days, including yesterday?
Yeah, I knew it was going to toughen up after Thursday. I mean, that was just kind of an anomaly, right? We don't see scoring like that at a U.S. Open. And I think the USGA really had to take it upon themselves to deal with the cards that were dealt, which was kind of damp conditions, marine layer, not a lot of sunshine. And so to counteract that, right, they had to really move these flags into difficult pin positions and what have you. And listen, a lot of good golfers struggled this week. A lot of them missed cuts. Justin Rose, I thought, was in for a great week. He was horrible. So the course had some teeth, but if you were really dialed in with your irons, you know, it was pretty easy for you. Somebody like a Rory McIlroy, who had 59 greens in regulation for the week, which ties the most by any player in a U.S. Open, who did not win. 271 by Rory, by the way. Lowest 72 hole total at a U.S. Open all time by a player who did not win. So, you know, the course was fairly damp the entire week, and the USGA sort of had to counteract that with these tough pin locations.
I know that they've got L.A. Country Club on the calendar, I think, for 2035 or something like that. So it's way down the road. But given that this course, there were people, players didn't like it, and I think that's fine. I mean, players aren't going to like every location you go to. But the lack of attendance in terms of where the tickets were distributed, they didn't feel like it was, there wasn't 30,000, 40,000 on the course. Is this a good U.S. Open location? I mean, in the end, I mean, was this the right choice to have a U.S. Open?
I don't know. I'm going to have to really sit back and think about that one. You know, the gut reaction is probably not the best spot. First of all, we're talking about a location where it didn't smack dab of L.A. right by Wilshire Boulevard, the traffic capital of the world, right?
Yeah,
so just
right.
Getting there alone, right, is an issue. L.A. isn't known as the best sports town as far as attendance is concerned. I mean, you see a lot of empty seats at the Angels-Dodgers games. Sometimes it can kind of be a wine and cheese crowd, too, so kind of low energy. But obviously, I'm painting a broad brush. It's just not the best location, in my opinion, for a U.S. Open. Also, you know, it's the summer in Los Angeles. People want to be on the beach, right? So I think the USGA will have to sit back and think about how they make it better the next time around. I don't think they're going to obviously gong the L.A. Country Club or anything like that. But they have to figure out ways to make it more accommodating. And it's just kind of a small space, too, right? So put that all together. We'll have to plan a little bit more going forward.
All right, Ricky Fowler. A lot of it was made about his struggles and how he, you know, came back, and this was a great tournament for him. He's, but sometimes losing can bring back some of the demons. Do you think Ricky's over those demons? Do you think we start seeing a Ricky Fowler that we used to see back in the day, a guy that was in contention and one of the better golfers in the game?
Yeah, I think he's back as far as career resurgence, right? Really having a great 2023. The ball striking has been fantastic. I had him for a top 20 going into the week. Did not have him in contention to win, and that is exactly what he did. I think this is going to be a nice launch pad for him to potentially win the Open Championship in just a few weeks at Royal Liverpool. He played well at past Open Championships, so remember, we're talking about a guy who was top five in every major in 2014. So he's been there. He's been through the trials and tribulations of disappointment. So I think he's going to take this as a positive. And I think that's the right way to go about it. Yes, yesterday was horrible. But overall, you got to look at the totality of the week. Really a successful week for him. And we'll see if he's in contention in the Open Championship in a few weeks.
You're talking to Cam Rogers on the U.S. Open. I'm not going to ask you to speak for the USGA, but I want you to speculate on this. Do you think in the end you had Ricky, you had Rory, you had Scottie Scheffler in contention? It was a one-stroke victory for Wyndham Clark. In the end, it was riveting television. But on the flip side of it, 10 under was the winning score. Do you think the USGA is 100% happy with this, or do you think they wish that winning score was a lot higher?
They definitely wish the score was a lot higher. I mean, when you have a 10-under score at a U.S. Open, that is not what the USGA leadership wants. They want difficulty. They pride themselves on that, you know, one over par winning scores and what have you. The issue is you dealt with really damp and cloudy conditions. And yeah, the reality is you can't drain the golf course, right? Mother Nature won the battle. And the course was receptive, and guys could fire at flagstick sometimes. And these guys are so darn good that there really is no golf course in the world that they can't score on if it's soft. So you really need sun. You got to bake it out. You got to make sure it's dry. And that wasn't the case on this golf course. So I think the USGA is waking up today thinking, I don't know, not exactly what we wanted, but I'm sure they are happy for Wyndham and the breakthrough victory there.
Yeah, and on the flip side, if they actually thought, like, well, maybe the public, all right, we want hard golf courses, but Ron and I were talking about this earlier. I don't want chip shots that land 2 feet from the hole but take the wrong spin and go 30 feet past.
Right.
You know, like, is there a happy medium here where we can get that without the ridiculous carnage that we sometimes get in the U.S. Open, where Phil Mickelson's hitting balls that are still moving because he knows it's going to end up 30 yards off the green?
Well, you know what? It's 1 week in the year, and I think 1 week, right, let's make it really, really hard. And if you whine and complain, here's the reality. You're all playing on the same playing field, right? You're all playing the same golf course. So, you know, it's not like one guy is playing the easier version than the other. So I think for 1 week in the year, make it as hard as you can. Listen, it's got to be playable, right?
Sure.
You can't have ridiculous pin placements or what have you, but at the end of the day, that is what the U.S. Open is. It's the best test in golf, and obviously it was pretty easy this week for a lot of guys.
Yeah, you want to shoot your 62. They're going to TPC River Highlands this week, so I think that's a course that you can get. So if you just wait a few days, you'll be heading over to a course where you can gobble up the birdies. Overall, who was there? I mean, we know Rory, he's on the brink of something. I know one day he's going to crack that. And Scotty was in contention. Was there somebody else that was really impressive? Somebody who's like, hey, man, this is a guy that was under the radar. Maybe he finished 10th or 8th or 9th or whatever.
Yeah, you know, Cam Smith was pretty impressive. Again, playing well at a major championship, finished 4th alone. Obviously, he will be defending his claret jug in just a few weeks. So I would keep an eye on him as potential successful defending champion there at the Open, because he's just got the all-around game. His hands are fantastic. He's so good around the greens. So Cam Smith was pretty impressive to me. You know, Xander Schauffele, he was the story earlier in the week. Obviously, that 800 par score after round one, I thought, okay, this could be Xander's week, because he has not finished worse than T14 at a U.S. Open. He's just built for these. you know. So another fine finish for him. Obviously not the weekend he wanted, but I think he could parlay that into a successful week at the Open. So keep an eye on Xander and Cam Smith.
All right. Yeah, good stuff, man. Appreciate it as always on the U.S. Open. We'll get you down the road as we get ready for the British Open in July, my friend.
You got it. Take care.
All right, Cam Rogers, Believe Network, covering golf and the U.S. Open, which, again, won by Wyndham Clark. Again, 29 years old, breakthrough. And like you said, you know, nobody really had Wyndham Clark on the radar. But you know what? Sometimes these majors open up a huge door. And like I said, he won at the Wells Fargo, his first PGA Tour win, and now a major championship. Sometimes that opens the door. But also, some of these guys come and go. So we'll see where Wyndham Clark's career is heading over the next couple of years. All right, we'll continue with Hour 3 coming up next as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sportsmap Radio.